I had music, but then it went away.
Somebody just clicked in.
Say hello. Hello? Anybody there?
Say, hold on, I'm
going to
go pick up Joanne.
Hold up, I'm going to go pick up Joanne.
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, you're there? Oh, oh, you're still there?
Yeah.
Okay, well, is anybody else on the line besides Joanne and I?
Good morning, Denny.
Oh, there you are. Where everybody's wondering where you've been. You've been gone for the last two Fridays.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Well, I'm actually at work and lugging in, so I can't
Steve.
See
you. Oh, I sound like Monty. We're wondering what happened to Monty.
Yeah, I don't know. He actually called into the center I work in yesterday and reported phone trouble, so.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, how does that work? I mean, did he call you? Your work?
Yeah, I work for the telephone company, and he called me to my center and got somebody that sits about four desks away from me.
Oh, and you happen to hear the conversation or something, or?
No, he found out that he was talking to somebody.
Has arrived.
He was talking to somebody, and then you picked up on it?
Yeah, she asked Becky if she knew me. She says, yeah, I just sit four desks away.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so.
All right, well, here's Char. I'm going to let her.
Who else is with us this morning? I'm on speaker. I need to get a cord in just a minute, but I'll finish what I've got going here. Who else is on with us?
Has arrived.
Anybody want to say hi or good morning?
Good morning, sir.
Has arrived.
That's Steve, isn't it?
It is.
Okay. This is Jeannie. Good morning, Jeannie. With the grinding of the wheel, it's kind of hard to tell here. This muscle car I have to use. I'm at the end of here. Huh?
Betty.
Nita. Oh, Nita, good morning. I'm getting my 3 pounds of greens or vegetables this morning in a hurry.
Don't forget to switch hands so that you stay even.
Oh, I can't think about that right now. I'm putting too much. Yeah, the right arm's a lot stronger and got a bigger muscle in it than the left one right now, but I can handle that. So, guys, we're down to the end of the week here.
I was going to say, it just sounds like you're getting your exercise, too.
yeah, I am a little bit, upper body anyway. At least on the, okay, that was the last turn. Just measure it out now.
I went to the gym 2 days ago, did a yoga class, and afterwards next door is Jamba Juice. I went over there and had a double shot of wheatgrass. $4.
Ooh, that's a good price.
Said, would you like an orange juice chaser? And so I said, this time I said no. She goes, oh. And I said, oh, no, it's actually really good. And the girl goes, you know what? We really don't take advantage of all the things that we have here. And I said, well, wheatgrass is probably the best one you have there because everything else has, it's all fruit and sugar and add-ins and things like that. But it's pretty tasty, and so she said, I said, well, you know, I saw frozen shots of wheatgrass for $15. I didn't pick them up and look at them, but I will next time I go there, and I was like, really? Hmm. And she said, oh, yeah, she said, you know, I think you're supposed to drink it within 10 minutes of pressing it.
Rebecca has arrived.
My goodness. You know, orange juice was the number one to avoid in your diet.
Yes, I know. It's great. Even though it's fresh, it's still, you know.
Not what we want, and especially first thing in the morning. What we want is something that will go straight.
Has left the conference.
Is of the highest nutrient.
Right.
So, anyway.
So I thought I might check into growing my own when I get back in the fall.
Hey, just come up and spend a day or two, and I'll run you through the ropes I've got.
I know it.
I'm still doing the experiment. I'm doing 50-50, the last batch I did, and I need to mark this batch now that I've got sprouting, is the first batch that is, no, this is the last batch that's 50-50 of Bob's Red Mill, which I got fresh grain, and the one that I pick up from Kansas it is, it comes in from. And I think that what I, and I've really tested it entirely for several weeks now, a mixture. I think the development of the roots is totally different when you do the, when I don't stick with the one from Nebraska. So, in other words, it's worth the extra pennies for shipping, well, pennies, dollars for shipping, it's heavy shipping, to get the stuff that does exactly what that does, and that is grow without anything at the base of the root, because the taller it gets, the more mold it forms on the root end of it. So,
okay.
I just, you know, I've got,
yeah.
You can take it back home and try it in your climate. Maybe it'll be different, but I can keep a fan on it, which helps, but I, you know, by the time I pay the electricity on that, it's probably going to add up to about the amount that it would for a 6 month supply of,
yeah.
Wheatgrass. And I've got a gal that called yesterday that is ready to come into NECAN, and she asked me, she says, do you think a shot of that in the morning would help? And I said, I really think it would. I can't imagine that it wouldn't. And so I said, if you want to come down and get it, I'm not doing delivery anymore. If you want to come down and get it, I'll leave my machine together until I can run it for you.
There you
but,
go.
You know, it's all these things put together that give us the level that we want to see. And, you know, the more I think about eating more of my food raw, you know, that's just another piece of it. And I did do two recipes. Rebecca, let me swallow what I've got in my mouth here. How have you been?
Hey, how have you been? It's been a long time since I was on. Yes, I just have a very big concern right now. My sister Rachel, let me explain it. She's also with NECAN. I don't know if you remember her or not. May the 26th, her finger got very, very sore. It was pussy and very, hurting very much. She went to the doctor. She tried to put things on, and it didn't help, so she went to the doctor. The doctor said she has staph infection. So he gave her an antibiotic, and the pussiness went away, but that finger is still purple. Well, it seemed like since May 26th, when she feels it was a spider bite, and she was just getting weak, very tired, and she, 2 years ago, she had a tumor on her colon. They removed the colon. They said it was cancer. She went on Roger Drummer's program with the immunity, lactoferrin, cottage cheese, flaxseed oil, and flaxseed, and the doctor wanted to put her on chemo then, and she did not want to. So he said, okay, I'll let you for a month and then come back, and then we'll need to decide. Well, she got on Roger's program. She went back. There was no cancer there. They did remove the tumor right away. And the doctor said, but we would still like to give you chemo. And Rachel said, why? And said, well, we just want to be sure that, you know, that it doesn't come back. Well, she said, no, I don't want it. Now, her husband, the year before, had cancer. He had multiple myeloma. And he did the chemo, and he didn't get sick. He didn't lose his hair. Well, he kept telling her, you know, yeah, I think you should do the chemo. Well, when the doctor told her that she doesn't have cancer, then she asked her husband, said, Elmer, what would you do now? And he said, well, I would not do the chemo if I don't have cancer. Well, that was 2 years ago. She was fine. She was very, very good. She came home from Florida this spring, and then she got this spider bite. Now she, like I said, she was just very, very weak. And she was still working, but she just got tired easy. Well, here the other week, she went to the cancer doctor. She talked to Roger. Roger said, yes, I would get it checked. The cancer doctor took some blood samples and said her cancer count is 36.5. 2 days later, they took a CAT scan. The doctor called her that evening after the CAT scan. He didn't even set up an appointment, just called over telephone and said that she really has a lot of cancer. She has it in her liver. She has it in her stomach. And he said surgery would not help. Chemo would just prolong it.
Okay, can I stop you right? Can I stop you right?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, you go back and forth to Florida, right?
Yes.
Okay, where in Florida are you used to going?
Sarasota.
Okay, that's not that far away. I would get her in a vehicle, make the call, get it set up, and get her down to West Palm Beach, Hippocrates Institute. They're giving up on her, as far as you're concerned. God can do it. But, you know, he could use some common sense based on the latest research. I came out of a seminar. I've done it for 3 years in a row with the same gentleman. He heads the most successful of any of the clinics I've ever heard of. Something like a 90% success ratio. I don't know what the percentage. You could probably find out when you call down there. What percentage of the people wait until they've been given up by the medical field before they go there? They start a new class. Okay, they start a new session every Sunday. If the need for money is there, they will.
Linda Moore
has arrived.
And I would, if this happened to me, knowing what I know right now, you can check it out all you want. And I suggest that you do that, but I wouldn't waste any time in starting on it immediately because that is the one place in the nation that I will go to next, just for the knowledge. I'm connected to the family. Pardon?
What does he work on? Does he work on cancer or what does he work on?
He works on everything in the body that's called disease, and cancer is a biggie. And it's been there since it was founded over 50 years ago up in Boston, moved to West Palm Beach, Florida. And like I said, if I hadn't sat under him for 3 years running, just a couple of hours in one night a year because he's got family up here in the Northwest, he comes up to visit them. But he has a program, like I said, that starts every Sunday of the year. And, you know, that would be the day. It wouldn't be the day I choose, but that's the day he chooses. They're not going to be in alignment with your. They're not going to say much about their spiritual beliefs, except they're going to talk about, you know, in a different form. I know what my alignment is with God and Jesus Christ. Okay.
How does he work? Does he put her on a diet, or how does
it? Yes, it's all natural. Only the. And what he made, a statement that he made, this is the reason I stopped you, the statement he made on Tuesday night of this week, on the 23rd, he's in Seattle right now with his family, was casein, which is a part of animal products in dairy, not just feeds cancer, it starts cancer in the body. It supplies the things that cancer needs to thrive on. So when you said
cottage cheese,
okay, that should never have been put in there based on the latest research that's out there conclusively. We're fed a lot of lies in this country by the dairy, livestock. Pardon?
Yes. She is not eating meat. right now.
Well, yeah, but she's not getting enough. One shot of wheatgrass that I just got through consuming and my husband got through consuming amounted to 3 pounds of fresh-cut organic vegetables. Okay, that's the way we started our morning. She can't do what needs to be done fast enough, probably, on her own. God can. He can do it in an instant. And I'm not belittling what I believe. But I'm just saying...
What if it's Lyme?
Pardon?
What if it's Lyme's disease?
What if it's what disease?
Lyme.
He treats that. He talked about that, too. He knows exactly what... He had a number of MDs in the room, and one tried to take him on and, you know, say, well, we don't learn this in medical school. And he waited politely until he was finished trying to badger him down, so to speak. I mean, he really gave him a dissertation, this doctor did. And he said, excuse me, you learned exactly this in medical school. It's the foundation of creation. And how the body works, it's just that you don't apply principles because that's not what you're taught to do, is to apply it. He says, now let me say it in your terms, in medical terms, and you'll remember hearing it. I said it, basically he said it in layperson's terms so everybody could understand it. How they treat the body.
The same doctor that you went to see in Massachusetts, is that what you're saying?
No. This is another whole level above everything we've been talking about when it comes to how you feed your body. He wants live food in there, nothing that's cooked. Jeannie, you've done a lot of information on that end of it, too. Do you have some input you'd like to share with her?
I might have to come back to you. I have a call coming in.
Okay, go to Hippocrates' website. Okay, or you can give me a call.
No, go ahead. I lost the call, so I'm going to let it get. I was just afraid it's her daughter calling me, but she'll get back to me.
Well, that would be the thing I would do. Investigate it as fast as you can. Get her down there. You know how to get to Florida, and don't waste any time.
But
every ounce of food she...
What do you do if her husband is against the natural thing?
Well, then I guess you don't have much choice. He's probably stronger than you are. Get him in on the investigation of it and say, we're going to work together on this. And if we see... Okay, go ahead.
So what do I look up? I mean, I don't have a computer. I have to have somebody.
Okay, go find somebody with a computer. There's somebody that's around you that's
got
a
computer. Well, Karen would do that.
Okay.
Karen Hennigan would do that for me. Karen was in last week, tested her blood. She could not find anything of cancer.
Well, okay, then fine. You know, I'm not going to sit and argue with you, but I'm just saying you're telling me one thing and then you tell me something else. And, you know, I'm not a doctor. All I know is the things I've experienced, and that's what I try and do is connect people. I'm eating that. Starting to eat more that way. I'm not 100%. When you've eaten one way all your life, there's no way you can implement something on your own and do it the way I would ever question I could do it if I had a disease that I knew was going on in my body or even thought was going on in my body. Here's the phone number.
Okay.
Here's the phone number.
561-471-471.
8876.
Again.
And the extension is 2177.
Again, 561-471-8876, extension 2177. Again.
Okay, what I would do is ask for a couple of the magazines to be sent to you immediately so you can start reading the material that's in them. They put them out only quarterly. I've got like a 3 years collection of them because I've been on it ever since I started with it. And I've talked with people that met people that gave their testimonies, told exactly what they did. And like I said, the only reservation is they don't have the emphasis on Jesus Christ, Lord of my life, the way I know and understand who created us and all of that. I don't care what they say, as long as they can perform the end result, other than having the person that I refer down there understand that's not my belief system by any means. I'm not going to pray in any way other than to Jesus Christ,
right,
to God.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's the bottom line for me. So disregard that part of it, because they're trying to cover everything when it comes to that whole topic and don't want to, and in doing so they go a little overboard sometimes. But they employ the far infrared saunas, which he should be in every day when he travels. No matter where he goes, he stays in a place that has a sauna because he knows his body needs it more when he gets from that than when he's at home in the environment that is much more protected than when he's traveling.
Well, I told her this morning to use the Spectrum Light.
You're only scratching the surface of what they can do.
Right,
only,
I understand.
I totally believe in healing. We can put her in our prayers, definitely. I suggest you get a message to Mary Lou, or one of us can send it on. What's your sister's name, first name?
Rachel.
Okay, same first letter. Dr. Brian Clement. The last name is
C-L-E-M-E-N-T,
Clement. He's got all kinds of initials behind his name. He studied and researched and spent over 25 years there as the director of this clinic, along with his wife. And they're a very loving, sincere couple that are wanting only the best for humanity.
Do you have a website?
Oh, yeah. It's Hippocrates, H-I-P-P, like hip, double P.
H-I-P-P, okay.
P like Portland twice. H-I-P-P, and then O, and then crates, C-R-A-T-E-S. Hippocrates. Yes. And then Institute, INSTITUT, those are all T like Tom,
right,
E on the end, .org, O-R-G.
Okay, all right.
Hippocrates Institute.org. And the gal I talked to down there, if they say have her on staff, she was quite knowledgeable, was very knowledgeable, actually, and very helpful with Jody. But I'm not sure that, you know, what department she might be in now or where she is. I haven't talked to anybody down there for quite some time.
Okay, thank you, Char. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Let me know. Let us know so we can be reminded to continue to pray for her. And I know what direction you're going. I just flipped through one that said cancer, breast cancer. The Train to Hell and Back is the title of the article. It's in the issue that I picked up on Tuesday. Ann Wigmore is another one you can research. She went around the world with her little knowledge. I don't remember what year it started. It was back, let's see. No, it doesn't give her story right here. But anyway, Ann Wigmore, W-I-G-M-O-R-E. And she went around the world with her knowledge, just helping people because she believed that they needed to know the best way to feed their body and all the other things. I mean, he puts exercise into it. You've got to have movement. You've got to have cleansing of the body, the detoxing, all of the things. And you guys live here's one stage 3 cancer, but there's lots of them that have been stage 4 cancers also, that they've done where there was absolutely no, you know. The point where they will not take them, if they're sitting in a wheelchair, drooling out of the side of their mouth, he said the body is too far shut down to be able to usually respond. So they're very careful about the foods that they're serving. They grow them right there at the facility, all organic. They're not subjected to, you know, any other environmental things that they can possibly control. They can't control the air, that's for sure. They get storms. But, you know, as far as all of the other things, you're not going to find one that's probably any cleaner put together, probably in the world, unless it's in some remote area. But, you know, I can't, she's got to get the inflammation and everything under control in her body for her body to be able to try and fight it off. And that's, you know, that's what they base it on.
Yeah, they can. All right, thank you. I need
anybody
to get
else? Anybody else have a comment for, and word of wisdom from Rebecca?
Okay, Shar, after listening to that, I would be getting the books or whatever you're going to find out on the phone as I'm on my way to the Institute. I would not waste one hour. They're so far above the doctors in knowledge, they're not even on the same page.
I have to run to take another call whether I'll be able to click back in or not.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Sure. And Joanne
has left the conference.
Rebecca?
Has left the conference.
Good call, everybody.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
I guess we're pretty much at the end, so.
I think so.
It was the same sister. I believe it might have been. Remember a couple of years ago somebody had, she thought, or was it her husband she thought had Lyme disease?
Yeah, I think it is.
She raises the ear.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
She certainly has had her hands full the last several years.
Oh, my goodness. Keep her in our prayers and thoughts. And the whole family there. I didn't realize that Brian Clement, that Shar knew them that well.
She's talked about this for a few years already. She's been going through things up there once a year.
Yes, I knew she had gone through them and stuff. I just thought it was a conference that she attended.
Well, you know, she probably pushes her way up to talk.
Or she gets all the way up to the front, yeah. True.
Yeah.
That's great. Sorry, I'm...
If you have a question, stand out of my way.
I know it, definitely. Well, good. Well, have a good weekend. I think, let's see, Advance's call. I think Molly Chung's going to be on tomorrow. Molly Chang?
Yeah.
Chung?
Yeah.
I think I saw something about that in my email. I didn't read it, but I just saw the title of it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
So, anybody have any last minute thoughts or questions? All right. Have a good one.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Has left the conference.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.